What is up, everybody? This is your host, Jackson Mitchell, and we are back with another episode of the Walk On Mentality Podcast. It's good to be back. It's been a little over 2 months since the last episode dropped, and I will just name it, I need a little bit of a break. I thoroughly enjoy the pod. I love having conversations, inspiring, impacting, empowering. However, it was time for me to take a little bit of a break, and now I'm re-energized and recharged to get back in the booth, to continue interviewing people who have exceptional stories, to continue to share thoughts around personal development, professional development, and a variety of other topics that I plan to dive into on this iteration of the pod. Another thing that we'll certainly be diving more into is the Walk On Mentality business. To give a little more context as to why I took a break, I think what it comes down to is the fact that different seasons in our lives call for different levels of intention and focus in different areas. And the Walk On Mentality started as a podcast. So I think I maybe said this, but I love the podcast game. I love having conversations with people. And that's probably not going to go anywhere. It might, but I would venture to say it's not ever going to go away forever. In the same breath, I will say the podcast is far from a revenue generating machine today. And so certain periods of time call for a focus on the things that generate revenue. And that's just as simple as it gets. So I'm excited to dive more into that as we get back into this iteration of the podcast. As you can see with the podcast art, we've got a new cover, really kind of a little bit of a rebrand, not much. It's really not a rebrand, but more so just a new cover. So let me not make it more complicated than it is. But all that to say, I'm super stoked to be back. A lot has changed, or not changed necessarily, but a lot has happened in the last couple months. We hosted our first offsite retreat. That was incredible. I will probably dive more into that on another episode. We're in the process of getting ready to announce our second offsite retreat. So be on the lookout for that. It is a truly life-changing experience for anyone involved. And you will see with the marketing materials on the landing page that it's a life-changing experience. And so again, if you're looking to grow, challenge yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, build community, the offsite is for you. And I'm excited to announce here very soon when and where the second retreat will be going down. So stay tuned. This week's episode, I'm actually just going to dive into a quick concept, which is the concept of daily deposits. And really, it's the concept and the idea of getting 1% better every single day. I've talked to a lot of people throughout the duration of my life, throughout the duration of my career, that want to do really big things. And I'm also one of those people, like, I'm going to do huge things. So I know what it feels like to want to do something bigger. What I also find is that folks will want more, they'll want bigger, but they won't actually be doing anything to move toward those goals simply because they feel like the work they're putting in toward those goals is not enough. And so that's where this concept of getting 1% better every single day comes into play. And it is a lot easier than you'd think. What I mean by that is if you look at 24 hours in a day, 1% of 24 is 14 minutes and 24 seconds. So let's just round up. If you spend 15 minutes a day, every single day, investing into a craft, whatever craft that is for you, if you want to become a better writer, it's writing. If you want to read more, it's reading. Meditation. If you want to, you know, improve your physical fitness and health, maybe it's going for a walk for 15 minutes. But the whole point is if you spend 15 minutes a day for 1 year, investing into insert your selected craft, you will spend roughly 100 hours in a given year developing that craft. Now, in Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, he says that becoming a master or becoming an expert in a craft requires around 10,000 hours. So if you do some quick math there, some quick algebra, if you spend 15 minutes a day over the course of 10 years, you will accumulate enough experience in a given craft to be considered an expert or a master. And you might be listening to this and thinking, Jackson, 10 years is a long time. I don't want to wait 10 years. And I get that. I'm just about as impatient as they come. That's something that I can recognize in myself and something that I must continue to improve at is my patience muscle, working that patience muscle. But what I'll also tell you is that 10 years may be a long time, but if you never start because you feel like 15 minutes or less is not enough, then imagine how long it'll take you to develop a skill. And that's really all I've got for you today. And as I mentioned, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to get back into these interviews. I'm excited to provide value with messages like the one I've shared today. And I'm excited to see how you implement the walk-on mentality into your life. We're so back. No limits. And I'll talk to you soon.